is the discussion of Vishwarup, taking sannyas. Yeah, we're just getting into the discussion about Vishwarup, the brother, older brother of Lord Chaitanya, taking sannyas. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Utale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nira Vishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachade Shatarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gauravakti Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchikap Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So we read on, what was the last day? Tuesday. Oh. Thursday was Lord Nityananda's appearance day. So we read on Tuesday, was the last week, about the Lord Chaitanya and his mischief at school. Yes. And that then we read how even when his parents were nearby, or even his parents would instruct him to stop the nonsense and to be a good boy, he would not do it. But when Vishwarup was nearby, his older brother, Lord Chaitanya would stop his mischief. There was a real bond between them in that way, well, in different ways, but that was a very noticeable and prominent part of the picture of their relationship. So, Vishwarup, he was a very serious devotee, even though he was young. He was a very serious devotee. Of course, he was not that young. He was, it would appear, to be late teens, that sort of period of life. So he became disappointed, you could say, disappointed by how so many of the local people were non-devotees and would criticize devotees, and on the other hand they were very enthusiastic for material life and so on and so forth. He became very disappointed, so he decided to give up worldly life, and he said, or thought to himself, I will no longer see the faces of these people. Yes. So every day after taking his morning bath in the Ganges, Vishwarup would go to Advaita Acharya's place, and there Advaita Acharya would be explaining about devotional service, about Krishna consciousness, that devotional service to the Lord is the essence of all the scriptures, the knowledge given in the scriptures. So Nimai would go every day, sent by his mother, to tell Vishwarup that lunch was ready. So he would go there every day to tell him, yes, sent by Sachidevi, the child Nimai, went daily to the house of Advaita Acharya to bring his elder brother home for lunch. And when the devotees there at Advaita Acharya's house would see little Nimai, Chaitanya Bhagavat says that they became very attracted. At that time, the devotees practically entered samadhi upon seeing the enchanting beauty of Gaurahari. Yes. So, like this, Lord Chaitanya would go, and then he would tell Vishwaroop, time to go home, and Vishwaroop would come home on the instruction of his mother. He would come home, but immediately after lunch, Vishwaroop would return to the place of Advaita Acharya. He was just, very, very attracted and attached. Let me just read a little bit, a few sentences. Although Vishwaroop came home on the order of Mother Sachi, he soon returned to the house of Advaita Acharya. Whenever Vishwaroop came home, he did not indulge in worldly behavior. Rather, he would pass his time sitting in the temple room in their house. When Vishwaroop heard that his parents were arranging for his marriage, he became most unhappy, and after a few days exhibited his pastime of taking sannyas. Thus, he became renowned in the world as Sri Shankararanya. Shankararanya. That was his sannyas name. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur makes the following comment in his purport on verse 73 from the 7th chapter. Excuse me for a second or two. So, after traveling throughout the country, Sri Shankararanya arrived at Pandarapur in the district of Sholapur near Bombay and took samadhi on the bank of the Bhima River. It is said that Sri Shankararanya, the king of sannyasis, entered the deity of Sri Vitalanath or Sri Vitoba. That's, of course, the main deity there in Pandarapur. That's the famous deity, very famous deity. Krishna standing with his hands on his hips like that. I've never been there. Lokanath Maharaj keeps.
They allow everyone.
Huh?
They allow everyone.
Yes, they allow everyone. But I've never been there. Then maybe they'll allow me then. Yes.
This year when you go to me.
Right. So, this is where Vishwaroop left this world. And as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says here, that it is said that he entered the deity Hare Krishna. Yeah, okay. So, while traveling to South India many years later, in 1511, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Pandharapur and heard from Sri Rangapuri about Sri Vishwaroop's disappearance. At that time, Pandharapur was a famous place of pilgrimage and populated by many sadhus and Vaishnavas, as it is today, to my knowledge. So now we're coming into a very interesting pastime in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in this same chapter. The first thing is, that Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi, they were extremely devastated when Vishwaroop took sannyas and left home. They really were devastated, greatly pained. And due to separation from Vishwaroop, the devotees headed by Advaita Acharya began to cry. And all the friends of Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra came to try to pacify them and solace them in different ways. And, oh, I should have read this before. Oh, gosh. Verse 94, listen to this, devotees. Whoever hears the pastime of Sri Vishwaroop's acceptance of sannyas attains devotional service to Lord Krishna and freedom from the bondage of fruitful work. So, yeah, I hope you are all listening nicely. So, after hearing about Vishwaroop's acceptance of sannyas, all the devotees wanted to just leave and go and live in the forest. Yes. But Advaita Acharya consoled everyone by saying, Lord Krishna Chandra will soon manifest before us and mitigate all our distress. He will perform pastimes that are rare for even Shukadev and Prahlad. In other words, he's saying that Lord Krishna would appear as Lord Chaitanya and perform these unique pastimes that Lord Chaitanya is so famous for. So anyway, the basic point, though, is that, which we're sort of leading into now, is that Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra, they, as we said, they were devastated by losing their oldest son, Vishwaroop, who was so extremely dear to them. And they became very anxious that maybe Nimai will do the same thing. Wow. And we're going to be left, just the two of us, abandoned by our dearest children. So they became very worried, really, really worried that Nimai was going to do this. And they discussed together very intensely, how can we stop him? What can we do to stop him? And, yes, so let me read some verses here. For anyone who's reading from the actual text, I'm going to start with chapter 7, verse 122. So, after a long debate with Sachi, Jagannath Mishra said to her, "This son will also not remain at home." Sri Vishwaroop studied all the scriptures and understood the temporary nature of this world. After learning the essence of the scriptures, the sober-minded Vishwaroop gave up transitory material life. If this boy, Nimai, if this boy also becomes well-versed in the scriptures, then he will also give up material happiness and leave home. This son is our life and soul. If we don't see him, we will both certainly die. Therefore, he should no longer study. Let Nimai remain at home as a fool. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. Sachi replied, "If he remains a fool, how will he survive? Furthermore, who will offer their daughter to a fool?" Jagannath Mishra replied, "You are the ignorant daughter of a Brahmin. Lord Krishna is the doer, the controller, the maintainer, and the protector of all living entities. The Supreme Lord maintains the entire universe. Who told you that good education can maintain a person? Whether one is a fool or a scholar, they will marry wherever and whomever Krishna has sanctioned for them. Education, birth, and other qualities are only superficial. Krishna alone is the maintainer and strength of all. This can be directly seen in my life. Although I am educated, I am nevertheless poor. Someone else may be unable to properly recite the alphabet, yet he may have thousands of scholars at his doorstep." Interesting idea. "Therefore, qualities like good education cannot maintain one. Only Krishna maintains us. For one who has never worshipped the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, how is it possible for him to live in comfort and die in peace? If one wants to live without poverty and die peacefully, then he should serve Krishna. Education and wealth will not help." So basically Jagannath Mishra is laying down the law or instructing his wife, Mother Sachi, very strongly and saying all sorts of things like what we read, and further on he says things like that, even if a person possesses great opulence, he may not be happy. Yes. Unless Krishna permits, he cannot enjoy. Therefore, don't worry about your son. I assure you that Krishna will maintain him. And then Jagannath Mishra said, "As long as I live, I will not allow him to suffer the least." Yes. "Therefore I say he does not need to study further. Let him stay at home uneducated." Saying this, Jagannath Mishra called his son and told him, "Listen, my dear son, from today on, I want you to give up your studies. I forbid you to continue." Did you hear that? Yeah. "I forbid you. I'll give you whatever you desire. stay comfortably at home. So now, Lord Chaitanya, you know, if my father had told me that when I was at school, boy, I would have celebrated. I didn't enjoy school. I just didn't enjoy school. But Nimai, he wanted to go to school. Okay, anyway. He was disappointed at having to give up his scholarly pursuits, scholastic pursuits. So he again began his mischief. Wow. Whether in his own house or in another's house, the Lord would break and ruin whatever he got his hands on. He would not even return home at night. Rather, he would continue playing all night with the other boys. The Lord and another boy covered themselves with a blanket and played as a bull. Yeah. If they saw banana trees at someone's house during the day, at night the Lord and his friends, disguised as a bull, would destroy them. Thinking that a bull was destroying his bananas, the house owner cried out in lamentation. As he came out from his house, the boys ran away. Sure. The Lord would lock the door of someone's house from outside, and the householder would be unable to come out for passing urine and stool. Which is an interesting little point anyway. They didn't keep their toilets inside, because inside is for nice things. Yeah. And nasty things, you know, go away somewhere else. When the householder cried out, "Who has locked my door?" the Lord ran away. In this way, well, Lord Chaitanya, it's interesting, he's addressed here as Tridas Roy. Tridas Roy. Tridas Roy is what, 30? I don't know that, you know, I don't understand Bengali at all, practically. In this way, Tridas Roy played continually day and night with his friends. And in spite of all of Nimai's mischievous activity, Jagannath Mishra did not say one word to him. Sure, that's extraordinary. So now comes, it's all building up to what we're going to look at now. One day, Nimai sat on a pile of untouchable clay pots. Pots that had already been used, and then they're thrown away. That was the normal system. So they're contaminated, they're not washed out, they're just left with remnants of whatever was inside them. And just tossed out. So he sat on a whole pile of these. And when Mother Sachi told him not to sit there, Nimai said, "How can a foolish person who does not know how to read and write discriminate between purity and impurity? For me, it's all the same." One day, when after Jagannath Mishra went for his duties, the Lord became very angry because he was not allowed to study. He then sat down on the old rejected pots that had been used for preparing offerings for Lord Vishnu. Now listen to this, devotees. Have you got your ears open? This topic is most confidential. Whoever hears it will attain devotional service to Lord Krishna. And that doesn't just mean what we're doing, it's talking about pure devotional service. If we listen nicely to what we are going to read right now, it's not long. It'll take, 5 minutes maybe, or several minutes or something. Right, okay. Where are we? Okay. So, using those rejected pots as a singer sign, Lord Gaurasundara smiled as he sat there. The black soot from those pots decorated Gaura's limbs, and he appeared like a golden doll smeared with sandalwood pulp mixed with aguru. His friends went and informed Mother Sachi, Nimai is sitting on the rejected pots. When Mother Sachi went there and saw Nimai in that condition, she lamented and said, "My dear son, this is not a proper place to sit. These are rejected pots, and if one touches them, he must take bath. Haven't you understood this by now?" The Lord replied, "You don't allow me to study, so how will I know the difference between good and bad, or a fool and a Brahmin? I'm a fool, so I don't know which place is good and which is bad. Therefore, I consider all places equal." After saying this, the Lord smiled from his seat on the rejected pots and accepted the mood of Dattatreya, the topmost knower of the Absolute Truth. That was in the title of the chapter, actually. The Lord accepts the mood of Dattatreya. Mother Sachi inquired, "You have sat in an impure place, so how will you purify yourself?" The Lord replied, "My dear mother, you're very childish. I'm never in an impure place. Wherever I am, that place becomes most sacred. The Ganges and all other tirthas are present at that place." Which is true. Lord Chaitanya manifesting as the Supreme Lord, but it's all, very much hidden. Purity and impurity is only our mental creation. Please consider, what fault is there with the Creator? Even if something is considered impure by the Vedas and people in general, can it remain impure after I touch it? In fact, these pots are not at all contaminated, because you've used them to cook for Lord Vishnu. The pots used in cooking for Lord Vishnu are never contaminated. Indeed, simply by the touch of his cooking pots, other places become purified. Therefore, I never reside in a contaminated place. Everything becomes pure by my touch. Hare Krishna. Which is true. But Mother Sachi doesn't understand what's going on. The Lord, in the mood of an ordinary child, smiled as he spoke on the Absolute Truth. Still no one recognized him due to the influence of his illusory energy. Everyone began to laugh after hearing the child speak. And then Mother Sachi said, "Come and take bath." The Lord, however, did not move from his seat. So Sachi again said, "Come quickly, before your father learns about this." Invoke the father. Yes. The Lord replied, "I tell you, if you don't allow me to study, then I won't leave this place." Everyone present then admonished the Lord's mother, "Why don't you allow him to study? Some people take great efforts to get their child to study. It's most auspicious if a child wants to study. Which enemy has given you the idea to keep your son at home uneducated. This child has no fault at all. Then they said to Nehemiah, come, Nehemiah, if you're not allowed to return to your studies from today, then you can continue your destruction. Still the Lord did not leave his seat. He continued sitting there smiling as the pious people then floated in an ocean of bliss. Then Mother Sachi personally pulled him off his seat, and Lord Gaurachandra smiled like a shining blue sapphire. The Lord spoke the absolute truth in the mood of Dattatreya, yet no one could recognize him due to the influence of his illusory energy. The pious Sachi then took Nimai to the Ganges, and they both took bath. At that time, the magnanimous Jagannath Mishra arrived there. Sachi explained to him what had taken place. She then said, our son is morose because he's not allowed to study. The others there said, oh Mishra, you are broad-minded. Who has inspired you to stop his studies? Mishra replied, all of you are my well-wishers. Therefore, whatever you say, I must accept. Seeing the child's uncommon activities, everyone was struck with wonder, yet no one could understand him. Some most fortunate person had previously given Jagannath Mishra a prediction. This boy is not ordinary. Please carefully keep this child in the core of your heart. By the order of his father, the Supreme Lord then joyfully resumed his studies. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. So we'll finish here, but before we finish, devotees, don't move. Don't move an inch or a millimeter. Just stay right where you are and listen very carefully. We have an announcement, a proclamation to make. I was not aware, I was just made aware, otherwise I would have said it earlier today. But today is the birthday of Mother Ranga Devi. And we're so happy to have your association, Mother Ranga Devi. Thank you for your association. Thank you for the wonderful non-stop service you're doing. It's just really nice. It's just, we appreciate it so much by everyone here, and I'm sure Srila Prabhupada and Radharadna and Giri Govardhan and Lord Chaitanya are very pleased with you. So thank you so much, and please keep it up. Keep inspiring us by your good example.
For your blessings,
Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat
ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada
ki jai.
Gaur Premanande.
Amen.